relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Breaking news, breaking news. The president has revealed that we have destroyed an Iranian drone. The drone approached within 1,000 yards of the USS Boxer, ignored multiple calls to stand down, and then the president, speaking at the White House, said the drone was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew in the Strait of Hormuz and was immediately destroyed. All we know right now is that it was destroyed using some form of electronic interception, according to a U.S. defense official. And I thought we were going to talk about something else, John. John Batchelor is in studio. Follow him. We will talk about whatever John wants to talk about because he is the maestro. Follow him at Batchelor Show. He broadcasts 9 to 1 a.m. Monday to Friday, and he is the doyen, the master of the long form. We need to talk about Iran, John, but before we do that, I have to share, because I've been promising, teasing this for 24 hours to my listeners, the RNC's new video that they launched on Twitter a day ago. And I don't know who's doing social media, but they found the right person. We're playing this right now.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. Never again means something.
If this organization is as fascist as you have called it,
I've said it's fascist.
And you have said it's fascist, then why don't you adopt the stance to eliminate it?
Your colleague who was at the border with you compared the facilities to a concentration camp. Do you agree with that comparison?
Absolutely.
You will see the light, and if you don't, we will bring the fire.
A car in the parking lot was torched, and investigators say the suspect threw flares at a propane tank trying to make it explode.
They took down an American flag and a Colorado state flag, and instead, as you see in some of this video, they raised a Mexican flag.
We are learning new details about the man who threw explosive devices at an immigration detention center in Tacoma, Washington.
Will you condemn Antifa for attacking an ICE facility? Will you condemn the Antifa attack in Washington over the weekend? Will you condemn Antifa for the attack in Washington?
That was paid for by the RNC, John. It looks as if somebody actually's done their homework and is managing to connect the violent rhetoric of the Democrat Party with the violence that we have witnessed in the last week. This is a new kind of communications, is it not?
My goodness, Jeff.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, very good. It's accurate.
It is. It's scary, but this is the truth. And if one person, one white person, does something violent at an event, the whole GOP has to distance itself. But for some reason, the DNC doesn't have to say word one about an individual who tries to firebomb an ICE facility and in his manifesto quotes AOC and her detention camp phrase. That's not a problem for the Democrats. America's waking up to this problem, are they not?
Some time ago, I was told, I didn't make any sense of it at the time, that Democratic senators, talking policy, something else in another direction, were evidencing anxiety. The word fear is not inappropriate, of the junior members of the House. And I thought, what? And this is weeks ago, months ago. And I thought, why? What? I mean, the leadership.
So the old guard is afraid of the freshmen.
Or the attention they're getting. Or because they don't understand social media and that you don't say how many Twitter followers equal how many supporters. I mean, they don't understand.
But it's more than jealousy if they're saying anxiety.
These are political animals. They sense momentum. And that's probably what they were conveying. Now, there was no detail about it because none of these events had happened yet. But I'm wondering if that's not what we're seeing, what they sensed some time ago, that the momentum was with radical remarks that are empty, but they're radical at the same time, and they can provoke violence from people who are not stable.
Right.
And that's what this RNC is identifying again. This RNC clip is identifying that radical remarks for a political positioning can trigger much worse consequences.
Right. So the rhetoric of the squad is not without consequence.
Well, we can only guess, but I mean, that's today in the news, Omar, Minnesota, making remarks in support of BDS.
Yes.
It's unacceptable.
The boycott, divestment, sanction movement against Israel.
It's unacceptable language. Right. Now, it's not going to go anywhere in the Democratic caucus or in the Republican caucus, but this is a member of Congress who is now identified as part of this group, deliberately provoking in the context, not of our country, but that is heard by the radicals in the Ummah, where countries are fragile.
And this after she got in trouble already for her prior anti-Semitic comments. And I've predicted she will not ratchet back. She will continue to double down, and that's what we're seeing right now. We are talking to John Batchelor. Follow him at Batchelor Show. John.
Iran, quickly.
Yes, let's return to the breaking news.
There are news events in the Strait of Hormuz these last days, and right now, and the British Montrose seizing an Iranian, protecting a tanker, and now this drone shoot down. The picture here is the Strait of Hormuz is a choke point. The Iranians are in despair because the sanctions
are working.
Yes. And there is no negotiating right now, to my knowledge. Although President Trump has offered to negotiate, the Iranian position remains adamant that they will not negotiate. Their revolution goes forward. The Strait of Hormuz is their weapon. So all of this dance is the IRGC signaling again and again, we will do it. And the British know this. Our allies in Europe know this. The U.S. Navy knows this. We're being especially cautious. There are going to be mistakes made. This is a crowded part of the world.
Very.
What I'm told is that the Iranians believe, in a crazy kind of fashion, that they have the upper hand. I just did an interview with an author, James Holland, whose new book is about the Battle of Normandy, 77 days in 1944. The German Panzer divisions always thought they had the upper hand. It might be an aspect of being doomed that you believe that you're winning. When the odds are completely against you when the Americans never, ever show up without way too much firepower. I mean, that's how we do it.
What was it that Donald Trump said at the last rally? The paratroopers were surrounded, the American paratroopers were surrounded, and they said, we're surrounded by the Germans again, the poor bastards.
Yes, right. Well, so the Iranians are evidencing that they believe that they can drive this story. I do not believe it can be controlled. So what my information is, it's chaotic, is that we're in a danger point here. And the White House knows this, John Bolton knows this, Mike Pompeo knows this. They're not, and the Navy knows this, certainly. Good heavens, the Navy knows this, certainly. However, our listeners, be aware of the fact that what they're hearing is only a piece of the story, and the Iranians are aggressive and they're predatory, and they will not back down before something dangerous happens.
But let me be very clear to our listeners, as somebody who not only advised Mr. Trump but worked with him in the White House, he's not an interventionist. He's not a hostage to some neocon cabal, despite what some otherwise conservative talking heads would have you believe. There is no neocon cabal in the White House. That is Obama holdover calumny. What we have is a man who will take action if necessary. And that's exactly what you saw. Last 30 seconds, John.
The drone shootdown today will have consequences. Yes. That's a story. But I remind everybody, as Seb and I have talked for years, the first three reports are wrong.
Yes.
Be very
careful. The first
careful.
Report from the warp from the battlefield, always wrong.
Yes. Wait before you observe where the fight is.
The fog of war is
Seb,
real.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you very
John,
much.
John, you honor me by coming to the studio. You've been listening to John Batchelor, the John Batchelor. Follow him on Twitter, at Batchelor Show. His show, 9-1. And it is superlative. I'm Sebastian Walker. Next, Matt Boyle, the Washington political editor of Breitbart.com, in studio as well, because that's the kind of day we have ready for you. This is America First.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House. And since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe. And he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to OneStockRetirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills with one of the largest offerings of grills and accessories. Our mini, anywhere, and everywhere portables are perfect for tailgating and grilling on the go. Our best-selling 27XL is the convergence of price and size. The 36-inch is the size most often specified by kitchen designers, And the Solaire 56-inch is the largest all-infrared grill on the market. Solaire makes accessories like griddles and steamer fryers to enhance your backyard grilling experience. Solaire also has an extensive offering of doors, drawers, and bartending centers to complete your outdoor kitchen. All Solaire infrared grills feature the efficient Solaire infrared burner that heats up fast, locks in the juices, and makes you wonder why you'll ever want to eat out again. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
From one fabulous guest to another, we've just been going at it. It feels like my head is spinning. Tom Homan, John Batchelor, and now segueing. That's the way I had to spit a weird word. We're segueing to Matt Boyle. Matt Boyle is Mr. Washington for Breitbart. Welcome to the studio.
Dr. Gorka, is always a pleasure. I love coming out here. This is a highlight of my week.
You look so summery.
It is very hot outside in Washington, D.C., and it's only going to get hotter this weekend.
So, are you saying politically? Politically hotter?
In more ways than one.
It's been quite a week, hasn't it? It's been quite a week already.
It feels like it should be like Tuesday of next week, right? Like, so there's a lot that's happened this week.
It should be at least Tuesday two weeks from now.
Right.
Okay. So last night, how does this happen, Matt? That there is a vote on articles of impeachment, and it's not a news item, and at the same time, 137 Democrats voted against it.
Right. So the Democrats voted against impeaching President Trump. So they
after two years of screaming, impeach him.
They cleared him yet again. He's cleared yet again. It is the biggest gift that they've ever given him. It's amazing. So I don't know how they bring Robert Mueller in to testify next week. I thought it's over. Now they've already voted.
Oh my gosh. How can you bring Mueller in?
It doesn't make any sense.
Articles of impeachment. Who's that? That guy from Al Green brought them. Right. And they voted them down. So what are they going to do?
Are they going to vote for impeachment later or something? I don't know. They go back on it. They'd have to find something new, I guess. But the fact of the matter is that, by the way, also, By demonstrating that they're not willing to go for impeachment, I think that they also nullify the ability for Congress to do any oversight. This is actually a bad thing, right? Because I think oversight is
Can I comment on this for a second?
Uh-huh.
Somebody else made this point, and it just sunk in for me today. If you're bringing up articles of impeachment on a whim and fail, if you're bringing in contempt of Congress votes one after another on a whim, you basically said we have no respect for these tools and Congress is a joke, aren't you?
Yeah, and by the way, why would anybody out there, never mind the administration, but anybody that gets a congressional subpoena or document request or interview request comply? I think they've undermined Congress through their sheer hatred, their sheer Trump derangement syndrome. They've set congressional oversight authority back decades.
And respect for the institutions, right?
Because at this point, they have no teeth. I mean, what are they going to do to – I mean, the administration's laughing off these contempt citations, right? Like, they're going to refer Bob Barr for contempt to Bob Barr to prosecute Bob Barr, right? Like, or Bill
That's
Barr
good.
Or whatever, right? Like, so, I mean, what are they going to do? None of this makes any sense. So what they've done
is – But does it need to? In an age of screaming impeachment – and racist, fascist, Nazi.
Well, we'll find out in November 2020, won't we?
Bingo.
Right? That's when we're going to find out if it needs to make any sense or not, right? Like, so if the left somehow is able to win with all this crazy madness, then no, I guess it doesn't.
Let's look at the last 4 days. The president tweets on Sunday. The left explodes. He doesn't even mention who he's talking about, but the four horsemen of the apocalypse volunteer. Are you being racist against us? He doesn't mention race. And he gets a 4% bump with Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So who's winning? Who's winning the
war?
By
the way, there's other polling data that's come out about this whole thing about the tweets. So 52% of Hispanics, according to one survey, say that they've viewed the tweets as either great, good, or okay. 52% of Hispanics, 48% of independents view the tweets as great, good, or okay. Like, vast majority of Republicans. Right, so this whole media outrage that's happening in this echo chamber in the political sphere, most people are not tuning into all of this. They don't really care what CNN or the other people have to say. And what's happening is that they're only driving people further and further away from them. So that when it really comes down to it, in the last 2 months leading up to the general election in 2020, these outlets are not going to have any credibility. It's kind of sad what's happened to journalism, right? I mean, they used to be able to trust these, at least them to tell the truth. They're just so not doing that.
As a professional journalist who works for perhaps the most influential news site in America today.
Words are mine.
No, my words. Did you see the end of the video? Everybody missed. So I had that thing with Brian Karem, the Playboy correspondent, mm-hmm. where he, you know, insulted all the president's guests, challenged me to a fight. Did you see the follow-on video of what he said to one of the participants?
Oh, yeah. How many copy editors?
You don't have copy editors. Right. So this tells you, right? The legacy media. Oh, you don't have a copy editor. That's the measure of truth?
Right. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, right? Truth is truth, and opinions are opinions.
But you don't have a glass chrome building with lots of copy editors, therefore you're not media. It's insane.
It's ridiculous. But by the way, Breitbart, we're very proud. We have a very strong team of copy editors.
But that's not why you're Breitbart.
Right. That's not why we're Breitbart, right? Like, look, here's the deal. that showed the disdain that they have for ordinary people. They think they're better than everybody else, right? Like, and they show that all the time. And again, all they've done is they've just tuned everybody out to it. People in middle America, they don't care what's happening.
Can I share something?
They care that they have a job.
I'm going to share something. Hopefully I don't get anybody into trouble. I was in a little chat room last night. So we're going to play the audio of the president. Let's play the audio of the president being asked. Do we have it? Yes. Cut 5. Could you just play cut 5, the president being asked by Ilhan Omar about her marriage?
Well, there's a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to a brother. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to a brother. You're asking me a question about it. I don't know, but I'm sure that somebody would be looking at that.
Now, number one, that's troll level 1,000. He says, I don't know if she married her brother. So the president is a genius. Kudos, hats tipped to the woman who asked the question that nobody actually knows is Emerald Robinson. So OAN, hat tip. But I was in a little chat room yesterday. After that exploded on into the world, Jim Acosta, Abilio, as he was born, asked one of his colleagues in the White House Correspondents Association, is that a real story about Omar? This man did not know anything about what has been reported for 18 months about this woman marrying her brother to commit immigration fraud. Jim Acosta had no idea. That's the legacy media, isn't it, Matt?
Right. Yeah, they don't fall. And this is why it's so important that we have other outlets to be able to get the stories out there, because these people are not interested in reporting on anything that doesn't fit their agenda, right? And they don't listen to it. But in the case of Omar, I think there's a lot more to come out about this whole thing. She's under serious investigation. There's potential tax fraud. There's potential immigration fraud. There's a new story from Powerline blog today that really raises some other questions about her own immigration status. So, again, we'll see where that one goes. I'm not entirely sure yet, and I think there's a lot of shoes to drop.
Don't send her home, right? Because that's naughty. We're talking to Matt Boyle. Follow him on Twitter, M. Boyle. Just tag him, MBoyle1. He is Mr. Washington, D.C. at Breitbart.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
There was a recent poll. Germany likes Obama better than Trump. A lot better. I said, of course, because I'm making them pay their bills. I'm saying you gotta pay. I say, Angela, Angela, you gotta pay, Angela. Obama would go in, make a speech, leave. I go in, make a speech. I say, let me speak to Angela. Angela, you gotta pay your bills. You're way behind. When you hear they like me better, I'm not doing my job. I'm not doing my job.
Angela, you got to pay your bills. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. Matt, did you watch the speech last night?
I did.
What
I
did you think? Most of
it. It was fantastic. Again, I say this almost every time he does
he
a speech,
says, that but was it's his like best
he outdoes
speech.
Him. He outdid himself again.
Again.
Right? It was up there among his best speeches.
He was having fun, wasn't he?
He's having fun.
When that baby,
he's making
mother
the
held
case
out the baby.
On the core issues too. He's got somebody to run – or a group of people to run against in the so-called squad, right? So he's got them out there now. He's making the case on the core issues. He's focused on the stuff that he wants to zone in on. He's got barely any intra-Republican Party fighting, right? There's a few holdouts out there.
Four, right?
Like, so that voted against him in the House, and then there's, like, a couple people that criticize him in the Senate. But otherwise – he's got a unified Republican Party. So Trump is having a good time right now. And so he's loving this, and you could tell that he's having fun when he gets up there and gives a speech. The angle of Merkel remarks there. Angela!
You got to pay your bills.
Like, yeah, you got to pay your – that's vintage Trump.
I'm going to ask you the question I want to ask my listeners, and please call in with your take. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Everybody in the fake news – industrial complex is trying to make hay out of the send her back chant. Is this going to hurt Donald Trump, Matt Boyle?
No, it won't hurt Trump. You heard the president today talking about it when he was asked about it by reporters today. And he says, look, I didn't like it either. And I moved on and I was trying to wrap it up pretty quick. Right. Like, I didn't like that chant. You know, when Trump likes a chant, he like walks around the stage and goes like sticks his hand out and says, oh, okay, right? I think he does that occasionally with the CNN sucks chant, right? He does it occasionally with the build the wall chant, right? Like, you know when he likes one and when
he does
this,
right?
Yeah,
louder, right?
Like, but he wasn't doing that with that one because he wasn't into it. So
now,
the media narrative is baloney.
Let me give you a question on this issue because I'd forgotten it, but Molly Hemingway, good old Molly Hemingway of The Federalist, reminded me today with her tweet. When I was in the White House, I'm an immigrant, a legal immigrant. I didn't marry my sister. I'm a legal immigrant. Senator Ben Cardin and...
Dick Durbin too, right?
Dick Durbin and Jerry Nadler wanted to get me deported.
Right. And by the way, the hypocrisy is unbelievable.
Because deporting a Republican is okay, right, Matt?
Well, that again, the hypocrisy is unbelievable here. So
if you work for Donald Trump, you can say ship him out.
Well, they were trying to argue, and obviously it was baloney that your immigration was built on questions.
Was fraudulent, right?
Like, it was fraudulent, right? Like, and so the thing is that okay, well, if that's the standard, obviously in your case it was not fraudulent, but in the case of an Ilhan Omar, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. Who knows? We'll find out as this investigation plays out.
But Nadler tweeting that it's outrageous to even ask the question. But he's the guy who wanted a conservative deported because he worked for the president. Right. They think we have no memory, don't they, Matt Boyle?
Right.
They think that two years later we have no memory.
And again, the hypocrisy is unbelievable. And I think the American people see through it. That's why you see Trump rising in the polls. That's why you see. Ilhan Omar and AOC and all that crowd are very, very low in the polls. I think we're supposed to call her Cortez now. We're not supposed to use Ocasio anymore.
No, Cortez.
Yeah, Cortez.
One of the most bloodthirsty conquistadors ever. Yeah. I think we have to ask the question, is she related to the person who just wiped out whole tribes of Latin American indigenous people? I don't know. I mean, could be. Last question, 30 seconds, Matt Boyle. The president's drink just fine. Is the RNC, the GOP, doing well enough in communications? 30 seconds.
I think so. I think you're seeing because the party's embracing President Trump, you're seeing
finally.
The party. Right. And you've got a leader out there in Kevin McCarthy on the House side and to an extent in McConnell on the Senate side, maybe a little bit less so than McCarthy on the House side, that are embracing the president. And there's a really good chance. There are 31 seats right now that Democrats hold in the House that our district that President Trump won over Hillary Clinton.
31.
And so if we take those back,
wow.
Republicans will take the House back in 2020.
That's the math that we love. He's Matthew Boyle, Mr. DC Politics for Breitbart.com. Tag him on Twitter so we get him back in. M. Boyle 1 and read his writings at Breitbart.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls, 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, it's real pain relief where you need it, when you need it most. Totally natural, zero side effects. I take it and it got rid of my lower back pain issue. You could be the next success story. People like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and myself wholeheartedly endorse it because what Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team who created Relief Factor, have done is create liberation from pain. Tens of thousands of you, dear listeners, are getting relief every day. You should be one of them if you haven't tried it already. The 3-week quick starter pack is a paltry $19.95. Is relief from pain worth less than $20 to you? What have you got to lose? Go to Relief Factor right now. Order your 3-week quick starter pack, relieffactor.com. I take it every morning and every night. You should too. Our number here on America First is 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. What did you think of last night? What do you think of the squad? And what did you think of the chant?
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Dr. G is in the house on America First. Sorry, I'm laughing at the call board. I'm going to have to go to line one. Tom, I don't know if the summary is accurate, but your point is cracking me up. Tom in Atlanta, line one, welcome to America First.
Hey, Professor G, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, good. Welcome.
I was just thinking, you know, when you were talking about Omar marrying her brother, you know, maybe when you were getting ousted, you should have tried to marry your brother.
That would have worked. That would have protected me from the Democrats, right? That would have protected me if I'd married my brother. You know, the only bad news is Tom. Tom, I'm talking.
I'm sorry.
Tom, the only problem is I'm an only child.
Oh, okay. Well, then pick another guy.
Pick another brother. Okay.
Anyway, but I wanted to compare the president to Bugs Bunny and the Democrats to
Elmer Fudd.
To Elmer Fudd, because they just can't seem to get that silly wabbit, no matter how hard they try.
That's excellent, Tom. Nice impersonation. Shh. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits. Thank you, Tom. Be safe out there. Great call. Let's go to line two, Shelley, Long Island. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Doc. How are you?
Better than I deserve.
What? Hello?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to comment that I saw the president speak last night. It was really, really entertaining. It was really, really uplifting. It was heartwarming. You could tell that the man is genuine.
That is the word, Shelley. The word is, it's so true, heartwarming. When you watch one of those rallies, you feel good inside afterwards, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, I just wanted to make one other comment. You know, you were asking about the RNC and how they do it on communications. They are obsolete. The president communicates for himself.
Yeah, right.
We no longer need them. Twitter is the most earth-shattering invention in the political sphere that's happened since radio.
So true. Absolutely. But I have to say thank you, Shelley, for calling. The RNC is getting better. So they're what you know the military would call a force multiplier. So they are getting better. Great calls. Our number here is 833-334-6752. Back to your calls in a moment. But please remember, if you haven't done so already, please join AMAC. If you're over the age of 50, if you're concerned about your healthcare being in your hands, under your control, the AARP is not on your side. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. More than 1.6 million people have joined, and they're going to fight to keep healthcare in your hands. GorkaForAMAC.com, 855-624-4824. Join the good guys. Back to your calls here, 833-334-6752. Let's go to... back to the rally last night. Line four, Linda, Chicago. Welcome to America First.
Hello, how are you, Dr. G?
Very, very well.
Awesome. So I have a little bit of a different take. I don't think that the chant, you know, send her back or send her home or whatever, was all that malicious or nasty. You know, when you're in the rally, it's a lot of excitement, and it's almost like a rock concert, the level of enthusiasm and the love and the, and you know, it was not the whole place, but I think it was more out of jest, you know, because of just how nasty she is. But I don't think anybody really meant it, like, you know, send her home. I think it was more in the mood, you know?
Yeah, I think you might be right, Linda. Thank you for that call. Although at the end of the day, I've been thinking about this all morning. The average American, you know, you didn't go through immigration to come here. You were born here. And you just look at someone like Ilhan Omar and you say, why are you here? Don't you? I mean, just the common sense question. If you're going to trash this country, if you're going to go to a classroom full of 400 kindergartners and talk to them about how unjust America is, then normally you scratch your head and say, so what are you doing here? Why are you here? We saved you from the hellhole that is Somalia, and then you trashed this country. So there's a kind of natural reflex to say, this isn't right. This is, you know, head-scratching. So could be in jest or could be just asking a reasonable question. Let's go to Linda in Chicago. We lost one. That's okay. So, yeah, that's my take. I'm not sure if it was either in the heat of the moment or if it was simply a reasonable question. Line one, Dave, Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. G. I want somebody to warn up the Trump crowd before Trump gets out there and start them practicing the chant. Vote them out. Vote them out.
Ooh, okay.
Vote them out.
Okay.
Instead of send her back. That way, we just need some leadership, a warm-up act for the president.
Well, there is.
That would be a great one, by the way.
There always is a warm-up act for the launch of the re-election campaign. What was it, 3 weeks ago now in Orlando, if I remember, because we were there with Mr. G, the producer. We had the first person to speak was Lara Trump. She was superb. Then Eric came. Then it was Don Jr. Oh, my. Don lit the house up. Then it was the vice president. And then it was the president. So, yeah, there's always a warm-up act, if you will. I don't know if you can call the vice president a warm-up act. But I like that. Vote them out. Let's have another chant. Let's have vote them out. I'm all for it. I love it. Let's squeeze in one more call here. We've got two people from Houston. Interesting. Let's ladies first. Line 3, Diana, Houston, Texas. Welcome aboard. Line 3.
Wow, I've got all the way through. You know, I admire you so much. You know, it is so important for you to be on the radio because with everything that is getting thrown at President Trump all the time.
Diana?
You see, he's strong. He's not ready to walk off the job and just tell everybody to, you know, jump in the lake. You know, he needs that.
He doesn't need it
and
from
I
me.
Wasn't there,
Diana,
but I was here at home.
He doesn't need it. Diana.
Send her home.
Do they hear me when I talk? Today, a couple of callers don't seem to hear me when I talk. Diana, I'm not here for him. I am kind of indirectly, but he doesn't need a pep talk. Donald Trump is going to keep fighting for America for the next 6 years. In whatever position he takes after the presidency, he'll keep on fighting for us. So, you know, it's nice to support him, but he doesn't need it personally. The agenda does. I'm here for the rest of Americans that love this country. But I know what you mean. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The call board is full. Thank you, my friends. We will get back to you in a moment. But first, question. Did you eat your broccoli last night? Did you eat your spinach? Did you eat your kale? I never eat my kale. I have banned kale in my house. But I still get what I need. How? Because of Dr. Douglas Howard's incredible Balance of Nature capsules. These things will make you healthy. I take my 8 capsules every day. Actor, entertainer, my buddy, New York radio host Joe Piscopo, who's been a big fan for a long time of Balance of Nature. Listen to Joe about what you can expect when you join the team.
One of the best things about Balance of Nature is that you get a personal health coach with every phone call. And this is free for all Balance of Nature customers. Your coach is going to guide you through every single step of your personal wellness journey with Balance of Nature.
How awesome is that? A personal health coach. If you simply buy the Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables capsules for a limited time, you will get also 25% off and free shipping on your first purchase of Balance of Nature. And right now, a free set of complimentary travel bottles with an extra week's supply. Go now to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. But you've got to use my name at checkout, G-O-R-K-A. Back with your calls here on America First.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question, should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal legal status or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
The show segments are just whizzing by. I feel like I'm in some kind of bullet train traveling with John Batchelor across Japan. It's flying so fast. If you're having so much fun, you need more. Tonight, I'll be on the Lou Dobbs Show, 7:30, Fox Business, Lou Dobbs. Let's try and get as many calls in as we can. Back to Houston, line two. Paul, welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hi, Paul.
I could talk. Hey, I guess I wanted to comment about the vote that the Congress had to condemn Attorney General Barr and
yes.
that other gentleman. Well, not only was it really, I would say, an unethical vote and really pathetic, but it also was pretty stupid of them, because when Attorney General Barr discovers evidence against the Democrats, he's certainly not going to have their back.
He's not going to have whose back?
The Democrat Congress people, because of what they did to him.
Well, the Attorney General doesn't have anybody's back. He is the second most high law enforcement officer in the United States. His job is having the truth's back. So, you know, I understand what you're saying, but that's a partisan interpretation, and they should never have anybody's back. Unless, thank you, Paul, for calling, unless you are, of course, Eric Holder. Remember what Eric Holder said about his boss, Obama? I'm his wingman. Unbelievable. Absolutely crazy. Let's go to line five. Let's squeeze in Mary Ann from Kentucky. Welcome to America First.
What a pleasure, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that I'm a...
Are you on a speakerphone or trapped in a submarine?
No, I'm on my cell phone.
It's very... Can you get closer to the mic or something?
Is that better?
Marginally. Carry on, Marianne.
I'm a 62-year-old black woman. For my whole life, I voted Democrat. I changed over when I heard Donald Trump talk. He said everything that I wanted a president to say with no regret. Anything he says, I'm for him. He has no reason to apologize whatsoever.
Hang on, hang on. This is really interesting, Marianne. We've got a minute left. So you voted for him in 2016?
Oh, yes, and I will vote for him and Republican, but they don't stand up. That's my biggest
yes.
problem.
Okay.
Is that they don't fight.
I have to ask you this. We've got a minute left. Tell me, Marianne, as somebody who voted Democrat all their lives, voted for Donald Trump, tell us about the last 2.5 years from your perspective.
Awesome. He can't do any wrong in my eyesight. Awesome. I will stand up and fight for him and his family and this country until I die. Awesome.
Are you spreading the word? Are you spreading the word around Kentucky?
Oh, as much as I can. As much as I can.
All right, well, listen.
God
bless you. Stay on the line, because you deserve a signed copy of Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. See, that's the Trump effect. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to fight for him and his family to the bitter end. Why? Because he's fighting for us. That is the spirit of America First. That is the spirit of this show. God bless you, Marianne. Stay on the line. Much, much more. Hogan Gidley from the White House next on America First.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma
mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.